Ah, so regal. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Joan Ledoux. Are you enjoying this year's Olympic Games? Well, I'm here to remind you that when the current athletes leave Paris, the Paralympic athletes will be taking their place. And we have one of those athletes with us. Jeremy Meyer is our guest. He's a member of Team USA's men's wheelchair basketball team and a graduate of UW-Whitewater's wheelchair basketball program. What are your questions for this high-level athlete? Wondering about what it's like to be part of Team USA? Or the work he did to get there. Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jeremy, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. I'm sure that you are practicing like crazy right now. Is that true?
Yes, we have got about 10 or 11 days until we travel over to Paris. So right now the training is really ramped up, and the whole team is just dialing it in, so we're ready to compete once we arrive in Paris.
And where are you doing your practicing?
So fortunately for me, I'm still in the Wisconsin area with about 6 to 8 other Wisconsinites that will be representing Team USA. So we all kind of get together on the weekends, on like Saturdays and Sundays, where we can get in some really good scrimmaging and gameplay.
Well, what's UW-Whitewater's connection to wheelchair basketball at the Paralympic Games?
So there are about 6 gentlemen on the men's side of things that are all graduates or current students of UW-Whitewater. And then we have the women's head coach is a former employee of UW-Whitewater. She used to coach the UW-Whitewater women's wheelchair basketball team. And then we have about 3 women on the women's side of Team USA that will be representing UW-Whitewater as well. So Whitewater is really known for developing athletes and getting them to that next level of basketball.
Yeah, that's amazing, because you just don't even think about that, you know, a fairly small college in the Midwest. Why is it so successful, I guess, is the question.
I think the coaches who kind of started the program and founded it, they built a really good foundation of culture, and all of the athletes that have come through there and became successful, we've all kind of bought into that culture and that idea of success. A lot of it is the coaches want us to win at life. They want us to be successful on the wheelchair basketball court, but they also want us to be successful at life as well. So one big thing that we learned there is just, you know, translating all that hard work and discipline and applying it to our everyday lives to become just as successful.
Now, you're from Iowa, right?
Correct, yeah.
So had you heard about Whitewater's program well before you decided to go there, or was it fairly new to you?
So growing up playing wheelchair basketball, UW-Whitewater was always a school that us young kids talked about. Every year they hosted a week-long summer camp where we could come stay on campus, live in the dorms for a few days, and learn basketball from the best players in the country. So that's kind of where my first few introductions of UW-Whitewater was. And then when looking to go to school, I had known about UW-Whitewater because of my camps, and I had a really great relationship with the current coach at the time. And then it kind of seemed like a no-brainer to go to UW-Whitewater because all the pieces kind of fit together for me.
What brought you to the wheelchair basketball in the first place?
So when I was 9 years old, I was struck by a drunk driver riding my bicycle, which led me to be a full-time wheelchair user. And once I became a wheelchair user, I thought my athletic career was over. So I was fortunate enough to have a recreation therapist at my rehabilitation hospital introduce wheelchair basketball to me. And that's kind of what got me going was her introduction of that sport. So that's kind of where my conception of wheelchair basketball began.
And had you been a basketball player beforehand?
Yes. So the last sport or organized sport I played before getting injured was able-bodied basketball. So after I was injured, that was kind of the last sport that was real fresh in my mind. So my priority was figuring out a way that I would still be able to play basketball after my injury.
Mm-hmm. And for those who have never seen a game of wheelchair basketball, you have to watch it because it is intense. And it is really like, it's kind of scary the way you guys go at it. Just so much fun to watch. What's it like when you're in the thick of things?
It's pretty intense. It's very, very competitive. The added element of a chair and the contact that comes from the chair is very loud, very noisy. Everybody's communicating very loud. So when you're in the midst of like a very competitive game, it's a very great feeling. It lets you know that you still are able to like have that competitive drive, even though you are a disabled athlete or you play an adaptive sport. It's a very liberating feeling to know that I can still go out here and compete and really get after it with like-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the differences between the basketball for people in a wheelchair or those who are able-bodied? What are some of the main differences? There were different rules.
Yeah, so one of the biggest rule changes is there's like no double dribble. So I can dribble the basketball, pick the ball up, put it on my lap, take a push, and then dribble the basketball again, and I will not be called for a double dribble. With an added element of the wheelchair, there are other fouls that can be committed based off of, like, your chair positioning. And then another pretty key rule difference would be the dribbling aspect of it, where for every two pushes of my wheelchair, I have to put the ball on the ground and dribble it before I take that third push. Because if I push my chair three times in a row without any dribbling, I would be called for a traveling violation.
Okay, and the net, is that set at the same height?
Yep, so in college, you play on a college-level floor. Everything is the same. Like, three-point line is the same distance. All of the hoops are 10-foot high. Same rules, regulations, two 20-minute halves in college. You have a 35-second shot clock. All of that type of stuff is still similar and the same as it is in able-bodied college basketball.
Okay. Now, I guess that UW-Whitewater won the national championship in men's wheelchair basketball this year. What's the significance of that win?
It's a pretty big win, and pretty big win for the university as well. We have a new coach, he is in his second year of being the coach at Whitewater. And so to come out in your second year and kind of blow out the college division is pretty impressive and significant. We've had a handful of coaching changes within the past three-ish years. So getting a guy to come in and really kind of take that program and bring it back to the culture it was 15 to 20 years ago was pretty awesome to see. And it kind of showed the proof is in the pudding that they needed to get back to that type of culture, and ultimately they won a championship. So,
and that was the 14th in the program history. There's not a lot of programs that can say that.
Nope. So a lot of people in the wheelchair basketball world would consider UW-Whitewater to be like a Duke or a Kentucky of wheelchair basketball. So if you really want to go to a university where you're going to get prepared to play at a high-performing level or that next level, which could be professionally if you choose to do so, you're more than likely going to come to Whitewater to, you know, develop. Mm-hmm.
So there is a professional, there's Paralympics, there's also a professional league?
Yep. So there's a professional league that takes place predominantly in Europe. And I know a lot of guys after college, if they're wanting to make a Paralympic team or some type of national team, they may pursue a career professionally in Europe to try to continue to develop their skills and ultimately make their selected national team.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those upcoming Paralympics. Now, they start on August 28th. Who are the top competitors on the men's basketball side?
I would say a lot of eyes are going to be on us. I think everybody is wanting to see the Team USA kind of make history and win 3 gold medals in a row. A lot of our competition is going to mainly be from probably like the Great Britain team. And on our pool, on our side of the pool, we have Netherlands and Australia. I think they will kind of give us a pretty good run for our money. I think ultimately, though, our team is very deep. We have a great lineup of individuals that are ready to compete at any time. So I think if we go out there and execute the way that we know how to do, there might not be that much competition for us.
Oh, I like that. Great attitude. Now, is this your first Paralympics game?
Yep. So this is my first go around with the whole national team process. I was selected on the team back in 2022, and I've done the whole quad is what we call it, where I went to our first qualifying competition, and now I'm going to our final competition, which is the Paralympics.
Okay. So how are you feeling? I mean, you've got to be feeling a lot of different things right now.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. I'm trying to keep an open mind. I don't want to have any type of expectations or I don't want to anticipate stuff. I kind of want to go in there and enjoy the experience in the moment so then I can, you know, reflect on it when I'm gone and have a trip of a lifetime or a experience of a lifetime. So
absolutely. Well, maybe we can talk to you when you get back just to see what that experience was like, because that would be great to check in. Did you have this in your mind as you were getting more and more into the basketball that you might get to go to the Paralympics?
When I was younger, I kind of picked up the sport pretty quickly. I've always been a relatively good shooter. That's kind of my role on the team today is I go out there and I sit on the offside, and when the ball gets passed to me, my game plan or my objective is just to shoot the ball and try and make it. With having that skill, I was always told growing up that like there was always going to potentially be an opportunity for me to maybe get to that next level, but it was always going to be in my control, whether I kind of just loafed off and just rode the confidence and the high of everybody telling me I could potentially make a team, or if I was going to choose to work hard, stay disciplined, get into the gym, and sacrifice those things as a young adult in order to get to this point. So it was always kind of an idea in the back of my mind, but to actually kind of see it all come to life has been a pretty surreal and full circle moment for me.
It must be, and your friends and family must be so happy for you.
Yes, my family and friends are very proud. I always love to tell people that being on the national team is not for me. It is for my mother to be able to wear it as her personality trait, because she loves to tell everybody that talks to her about how her son is going to be a future Paralympian, which I'm so proud I have given my mom that opportunity to really be proud of me. So it's pretty awesome.
That is very awesome. Is she going to get to go with you?
Yes. So my mother and sister will be there in Paris watching me play, which will be pretty amazing.
I'd say what a trip of a lifetime for sure. So what are you doing besides playing basketball? You have to do a lot of other stuff to get yourself in shape. What's your routine like?
So during the week, I will have like 5 strength training workouts. So I lift weights once a day up until Saturday, and then Sunday will be kind of like my rest day from weightlifting. But once I do my workouts in the morning, I will do some work in the middle of the day and in the afternoon. And then later in the evening, I will go into the gym where I focus on like more chair skill stuff or more like basketball related things. So in the morning, I spend time in the weight room doing strength training. And then in the evening, I will spend time on the basketball court honing in those skills. And then usually on like Saturday and Sunday, all of us Whitewater and Wisconsin guys will get together and we'll scrimmage for 2 or 3 hours usually.
Wow. And you're working full time too, I'm assuming?
Yes. So I work for a nonprofit adaptive sports company called The Ability Center, which is located in like the Milwaukee County area. And they've been extremely supportive of me in this process. They've been very, very helpful and helping me get to this point. They're very flexible with my work schedule and my training schedule, and they have done everything that they can do to help me get to this point. So I'm very, very grateful for a company that understands and believes in my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, that's wonderful that that happened for you. As far as what about your nutrition, what you eat? Any typical athlete, I'm sure, has that same question, but what's your regimen like?
Yeah, so we regularly meet with a nutritionist that is a part of our team. She kind of helps us all develop our own type of diet or our own type of nutrition plan based on our personal goals and our long-term goals. So that's been a very useful and helpful tool. When you're getting closer to the games or when we get closer to like traveling, hydrating is a huge thing that we do, because typically when you travel, you don't drink as much fluid, you don't eat as well on the road. So when we're home or we're at like a training site is when we really like dial in our nutrition, stick to a pretty good plan and try to hydrate as much as possible, which then helps our recovery and keeps us ready to rock and roll.
And now let's talk about your wheelchair. I mean, it has got to be so specialized to do what you do. Those turns are amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I like to consider my sports chair like a different pair of shoes for me. So when you're like casually walking around, you have a certain or a specific pair of shoes. But then when you go on to the sports side of things, you might wear a different pair for basketball. You might wear, when you go play soccer, you throw on some soccer cleats. And so my everyday chair compared to my wheelchair basketball chair, there are 2 different styles of chair. So when I get into my wheelchair basketball chair, it's like I'm almost sliding into like a glove that is specifically measured and built for me. So they're very, very specific to the individual that is using them. And our wheels are like a little bit wider, bent out. We call that like camber. We have a lot of camber on our sports chairs. That helps us stay more stabilized. It allows us to turn quicker. Allows us to cover more ground on the basketball court. We are actually strapped into our sports chairs when we play because, as you know, there's a hefty amount of contact when we play. So if our chair and I are connected, that chair takes a good portion of the blow or the compact. And if we were to fall over, our chair is going to stay connected to us, and it's not going to roll the opposite way that we're going, because then that would just take too much time for everybody to get in and out of their chairs if we fall over. So it's like literally like a glove that we're buckled into, and it fits us perfectly.
And I imagine it's not exactly, well, it's probably a little bit more expensive than those tennis shoes are. Do you have sponsors that help you out with that?
Yes. So I am fortunate enough to have a great sponsor. Top End Sports is who sponsors me and provides me with all of my adaptive sports equipment. They also sponsor a few of us other Wisconsin people that are going to Paris, and they rolled out this new line of chairs for us where they're all like a titanium frame with some carbon fiber on it. So they're very light, they are very athletic looking, and they really help take our game to the next level. So without Top End Sports being a huge part of my adaptive sports career, I don't know if I would be able to be to where I am now, because they go above and beyond to make sure that their athletes are taken care of.
Is that the case with most of your teammates too?
Yes and no. A lot of our more established athletes that have been on the national team for a few years and have gone to recent Paralympic games, they are all sponsored. They all have some adaptive sports equipment company that provides them with their chairs as well. But as younger guys or the guys that are newer to the team, we may not have a sponsor right away. So we may have to come out of pocket for our chairs, or we might have to apply for like some type of challenged athletes grant that will help offset the cost.
Okay. Well, it does sound like you're very fortunate, and it sounds like you're going to have a wonderful time. What are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to the athlete village experience, the team process experience, and all of the things that come with being a Paralympic athlete. All the glimpses of everything I've seen on TV and all the Olympics that are happening, it just makes me more and more impatient, and I just want to get to Paris today so I can experience all those things as a high-performance athlete. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm hoping I get to experience sitting on the podium with a gold medal around my neck.
Well, we do too, and we wish you and your team and your teammates the best of luck. I'm sure you all do really, really well. Bring home whatever medal you can. But gold would be nice.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. We've been talking to Jeremy Meyer II. He is a member of Team USA's men's wheelchair basketball team. He's also a graduate of UW-Whitewater's wheelchair basketball program. Stay with us, because coming up right after this break, it's a roundup of the latest results from Wisconsinites at the Olympic Games.